Behind the last bookshelf of the library was Hector's inventing studio, where Klaus and Sunny got their first glimpse of the self-sustaining hot-air mobile home, which was a marvellous contraption. 12 enormous baskets, each about the size of a small room, were stacked up in the corner, connected by all sorts of different tubes, pipes and wires, and circled around the baskets were a series of large metal tanks, wooden grates, glass jugs, paper bags, plastic containers, and rolls of twine, along with a number of large mechanical devices with buttons, switches, and gears, and a big pile of deflated balloons. The self-sustaining hot-air mobile home was so immense and complicated that it reminded the two younger Baudelaires of what they thought of when they pictured Violet's inventive brain, and every piece of it looked so interesting that Klaus and Sunny could scarcely decide what to look at first. But the Baudelaires knew that they didn't have much time, so rather than explain the invention to her siblings, Violet walked quickly over to one of the baskets, which Klaus and Sunny were surprised to see contained a bed, which in turn contained a sleeping Hector.
"Good morning," the handyman said, when Violet gently shook him awake.
"It is a good morning," she replied. "We've discovered some marvellous things. We'll explain everything on our way uptown."
"Uptown?" Hector said, stepping out of the basket. "But the crows are roosting uptown. We do the downtown chores in the morning, remember?"
"We're not doing any chores this morning," Klaus said firmly. "That's one of the things we need to explain."
Hector yawned, stretched and rubbed his eyes, and then smiled at the three children. "Well, fire away," he said, using a phrase which here means, "begin telling me about your plans."
The siblings led Hector back through his inventing studio and secret library, and waited while he locked up the barn. Then, as they took their first few steps across the flat landscape toward the uptown district, the Baudelaire orphans fired away. Violet told Hector about the improvements she had made on his invention, and Klaus told him about what he had learned in Hector's library, and Sunny told him, with some translation help from her siblings, about her discovery of how Isadora's poems were being delivered. By the time the Baudelaires were unrolling the last scrap of paper and showing Hector the third couplet, they had already reached the crow-covered outskirts of VFD's uptown district.
"So the quagmires are somewhere in the uptown district," Hector said. "But where?"
"I don't know," Violet admitted. "But we better try to save Jacques first."
"Which way is the uptown jail?" Violet asked Hector. "It's across from Foul Fountain," the handyman replied. "But it looks like we won't need directions. Look what's ahead of us."
The children looked, and could see some of the townspeople holding flaming torches and walking about a block ahead of them.
"It must be after breakfast," Klaus said. "Let's hurry."
The Baudelaires walked as quickly as they could between the muttering crows roosting on the ground, with Hector trailing skittishly behind them, and soon they rounded a corner and reached Foul Fountain, or at least what they could see of it. The fountain was swarming with crows, who were fluttering their wings in the water in order to give themselves a morning bath, and the Baudelaires could scarcely see one metal feather of the hideous landmark. Across the courtyard was a building with bars on the windows and crows on the bars, and the torch-carrying citizens were standing in a half-circle around the door of the building. More of VFD's citizens were arriving from every direction, and the three children could see a few crow-hatted members of the Council of Elders standing together and listening to something Mrs. Morrow was saying.
"It seems we arrived in the nick of time," Violet said. "We'd better scatter ourselves throughout the crowd. Sunny, you move to the far left. I'll take the far right."
"Roger,"
Sunny said, and began crawling her way through the half-circle of people.
"I think I'll just stay here," Hector said quietly, looking down at the ground.
But the children had no time to argue with him.